Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 146 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to recap our recent trip to Oklahoma. We're going to discuss my continued sparkling water journey, and I think journey is a good word for that. And we're going to talk about some fun reality television things that we have enjoyed lately. Before we get to all of that though, I want to tell you about something that Melanie and I love so much. And that is our FabFitFun subscriptions. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on pre-sale. And y'all, I cannot even explain to you what a treat and a joy it is to get a FabFitFun box at your front door four times a year. There are health and beauty products, there are household products, there are great accessories, sometimes there's even jewelry. It's full-size, premium, beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and tech products. They deliver the seasonal must-haves that we all need. So the Fall Box is a perfect way to treat yourself or others and get ready for what is surely the most wonderful time of year with a carefully curated box of products. I'm telling y'all, it's like Christmas four times a year. The products in the FabFitFun box always have a value of over $200. It retails for $49.99, but you can get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com/BigBoo. That's FabFitFun.com/BigBoo. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 146. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have come to tell you about our trip to Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. What a magical time that was.
It really was magical. And I will tell you, it took me a couple of days after I got home to realize nobody was going to bring me coffee in the morning.
No, nobody cared to bring me two warm chocolate chip cookies before bed and place them lovingly on my bedside table.
No, there were no scones with my coffee. There were no muffins with my coffee. It was just me and the Keurig.
No charcuterie tray laid out for me at 5 o'clock with wine.
No charcuterie tray. Okay, so one question that I have been asked by several people is, why were we there? So, which is a fair question. Why were you there? So would you like to?
I'll tell you, you will not see us on an episode of Food Network. We were not there to film an episode of her show.
Right. Which was funny to me that because several people said to me, like, are you going to be, what's going on? Are you going to?
Yeah.
But so Melanie, explain to our lovely listeners why we were in Oklahoma.
Well, we ended up in Oklahoma. So we've known Ree way back. Like, we go way back to the olden days of blogging in 2006 when we all started our blogs. I believe I mentioned, I think there was one time that the three of us were all nominated by some other blogger for like best, I don't know, funniest blog or best written blog or something like that. And I was like, who is this pioneer woman? And so that's when we discovered Ree. And clearly we've all done the exact same thing with our platforms in terms of, I mean, just my own line of food is coming out next week. I just haven't announced that yet. My own line of cookware.
Yes, my line of dog treats.
Exactly, exactly. And my HGTV show, my Food Network show, where I squeeze some lime on things, is imminent. So,
by the way, I did think before we went, and we never did it, that I thought I did have a moment where I thought it would be really funny if we each, you know, how at the beginning of Ree's show when she says, "Here's what's happening on the ranch."
Yeah.
I thought it would be really funny if you and I
did intros for cooking shows, but of course we didn't. But yours totally would be called Squeeze a Little Lime on it. Absolutely. If you had a cooking show.
That's the name of my show. That's the name of my hypothetical cooking show. So Food Network, just call me, because we can mm-hmm. squeeze lime on all kinds of things. So anyway, mm-hmm. we knew Ree. We had emailed. I think we had all emailed a little bit. And then I went on a compassion trip years ago with her husband, Lad, and her two girls, Alex and right. Paige. I mean, way back. Caroline was in kindergarten. We figured that out. After that trip, Lad on the trip was like, you would really like my wife. He was like, and he knew you and I did a lot of stuff together. And so they invited us. So we went to the lodge years ago. And right. that's to me when we really all got to know each other and discovered that we had a mutual love of Bravo TV and all of those important things. And so that was kind of the foundation. And then we all went on a trip to New York together years ago when Ree was going to be on The View. Neither one of us were going to be on The View. And then we've just stayed in touch. And so since then, it really has been, I think, in that life's way, like we've all been so busy. Well, clearly one of us has been really busy running a media empire and totally renovating her town where she and her husband live. The other two of us have been busy, I don't know, cranking out mediocre content on this podcast.
That's right.
So we've just all been super busy. And so, but we all text over the years. We've texted and we text about housewives. We'll text about different stuff, books and different things. And then finally, she was like, hey, I would love for you girls to come for a visit. Here are some dates. Because we said, probably you're busier than us. So why don't you throw out some dates that would work?
Your summer schedule might be a little bit more restrictive than ours is.
Yes.
Because I'm just here watching Designated Survivor.
I'm watching Kiefer Sutherland in his best smell the fart acting. So I'm super busy.
Right. So what do you have happening? Yeah. Well, how can we work around your schedule?
Yes.
What would that be like?
Yeah. So we came up with July 15th through the 18th. And she said that she that we'd be staying at the boarding house. And here's the thing. I knew it was going to be nice. I went into it going, I mean, I knew that it was going to be, I was not prepared for how fantastic it really is.
I will tell you what, there are eight rooms in the boarding house. The boarding house is right behind the store/restaurant that Ree and Lad have put kind of in the center of Pawhuska in this building that they bought and, completely revitalized, really. Like, remodeled is not a strong enough word. And so the boarding house is in that building. And so there are eight rooms, each with kind of a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie stayed in a room called the Butterfly Room that was very feminine and lots of soft colors. And I stayed in a room called the Ranch Room that was very masculine and had lots of leather furniture and darker colors and all that kind of stuff. But the way that they treat and welcome their guests is so special. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like it was so unexpected to me.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
Yeah, it really was. Like you and I both said, and the thing is these rooms, like when you go, because I think my room, and I think you can look them up on the website, but I think it was like 720 square feet. So it's this huge bathroom with like this walk-in shower that's like bigger than my bathroom, and then a closet mm-hmm. tub. And then mine even had like a little half bath right at the entry. So you really look at it and I was like, and it was legitimately, I was like, this is bigger than the apartment I was living in when I married Perry. Like, mm-hmm. and so that you have this nice seating area with two chairs, because you know, as you know, I entertained in my room every evening, the Butterfly Room came.
Yes. Cause you were closest to the charcuterie tray.
That's right.
In the afternoons. Right. Yeah. And so we sort of headquartered in your room.
Yeah. And so we kind of stayed in my room and I had the windows that looked out on Town Square, and it was just, I mean, it was everything you need. You're like, oh, I could totally live in this amount of space. And the furniture was so comfortable. So it was such a nice little seating area. And then the beds.
Oh,
were magical. Listen.
So I straight up asked her, I was like, what kind of mattress is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's a Tempur-Pedic mattress. It was so comfortable. And the first night we were there, I fell asleep, and I don't think I moved the whole night. Like, I don't think I rolled over.
Mm-mm.
I feel like I got in the bed, I fell asleep, I woke up in the exact same place. It was so comfortable. And then in the morning, like every night before you go to bed, you fill out this little card with what kind of coffee you would like them to bring you the next morning.
Yes.
And what time you would like it to arrive.
Yes.
And they bring it to you with a little plate of complimentary, like a either a muffin and two scones, or was kind of the combo that I had. I mean, it was just, and you know that feeling when you travel somewhere and you wake up and you really want coffee and you're like, well, I can make it in this little coffee pot.
Yes.
And it's going to taste like hot water.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to put some clothes on and go downstairs, or I'm going to have to get out and find a Starbucks or whatever.
I'm going to have to pay $42 to have room service deliver it to my room.
Yes. Or I can have a $40 pot of coffee from room service. Like, to wake up and your coffee is just, it's just right there. It's just right there waiting for you.
Yep.
It was just the sweetest little touches. And at night when they would come turn down your bed, they would leave homemade chocolate chip cookies. And I don't know. It was just, it was so homey and so comfortable. And it was such a great place for us to catch up with Ree. And then also, I mean, like, we were pretty productive while we were there. I don't know that we thought we would be, but we were.
Yeah, we did a good job. I'm trying to think. And I'll tell you this, is to me how nice it was. So last night? I don't know. Yeah, I think it was last night. Gully and I went out to the Hyatt Hill Country Resort with her mom, and it was kind of our little mini road trip. We just spent one night and kind of 2 days out there. And like, the Hyatt Hill Country is nice. So just know, I mean, it's when I've stayed there before, I'm always like, the bed is so comfortable. It's clean. It's nice. You've got the lazy river, the whole thing. I'm going to tell you that going on that on the heels of the Mercantile, I mean, like, this bed, nobody's brought me a cookie. Nobody's turned down my bed. There is no charcuterie that I don't have to pay $48 for. Just the whole thing. It was like, I was like, oh, this, it was such a difference between like, well, this is a hotel room. Like, now I'm just back in a hotel room versus like, I was in this nice, almost like B&B type atmosphere.
Like, the Hill Country Hyatt, I'm sure, is a really lovely.
It's super nice. Oh, absolutely. That is no, but I'm just saying, it's the difference between staying somewhere that feels like you're almost at somebody's home versus being back in a hotel, you know? And so you're like, it's super nice. Don't get me wrong. But you just don't have all the amenities that the Mercantile, that the boarding house has, if that makes sense.
And the boarding house's room service comes from the restaurant that's in the Mercantile. So you have that food. Like, if you decide you want lunch or you want supper or whatever, they bring you that food. And so the everything we had was so good.
Yeah. I think we need to talk about the food a little bit, because let's talk about those not-nots that we had at P-Town Pizza the first night we were there.
Okay. So the first night we were there, Ree suggested that we go across the street to the pizza place that they've opened, which is called P-Town. And so after we sat down, she said, do you just care if I order? Which, as a 9, is my favorite thing for anybody to say ever.
Yeah, that's my love language. Thank you.
Yes. Well, you mean you're going to make all the decisions? I'm relaxed. I'm as relaxed as I'll ever be in this moment, because I don't have to look. I don't have to decide. So she just ordered kind of an assortment of things. But one of the first things we had were these things called not-nots. And there weren't, so, you know, when you go into different Italian restaurants and they might have like little bread knot things, they weren't knots. They were more like, I don't know, these little fluffy balls of doughy goodness.
Yes.
I don't know how to.
Perfectly fried. I was trying to explain them to Perry. I said, they're almost like getting like a donut hole at Shipley's.
Yes.
Like that texture where they just melt in your mouth, but they were like the Parmesan garlic version of that.
Yes, they were like a really savory, but they were so, they really did melt in your mouth. It was crazy. I don't think I've ever had, you expected to have to like chew, and it was nothing like that. And then they came with ranch and with marinara.
Yeah. And like, when she ordered those, like, I saw them on the menu, but that's the kind of thing, like, I mean, because here's my culinary, this goes back to, again, why I'll probably have my own Food Network show. I was thinking these are going to be like a cut up version of like Little Caesar's breadsticks. You know what I mean? Like, my expectations, I don't know why. That to me is what I'm like, how good can fried bread be? Like,
as it turns out, pretty dadgum
good. I'm going to tell you, I could live on it forever. That's like, I feel like that, I've been thinking about those particular not-nots for a week now. They were so good.
Yeah. Alex and I have had several conversations about them, because you have this really finely shredded Parmesan cheese on top. and some herbs scattered across. So you had a little bit of melty cheese, but not so melted that you lost the texture of the cheese on top. Yeah. They were delicious. My mouth's watering right now. They were so good.
And then we had, three different kinds of pizza?
Three pizzas. We had two different kinds of salad. We had Caesar salad and we had an Italian salad. And then we had a potato and leek pizza that was phenomenal. We had the pizzeria, which it was,
that was my favorite. Cheese, yes,
and balsamic and cherry tomatoes and basil. Mm-hmm. And then we had a steakhouse pizza that was, it was steak, yeah, and it was so good. But that pizzeria,
goodness, was like, I could eat that every meal for the rest of my life. If I had that and not nuts, I would just, it's kind of like Gully sent me this thing this week that said, my new diet is eat whatever I want and pray for a miracle. That is where I would, that's what I would do.
It was so good. And then we were so full and Ree said, how about dessert?
Yeah.
And so they did their desserts in mason jars, mm-hmm, and we had three different kinds. We had a tiramisu, and then we had one that was like the most chocolatey goodness in a mason jar you can imagine. And then we had a blueberry cheesecake in a mason jar, and all delicious.
Yeah. I mean, just unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. That's a meal that I will remember always with great fondness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we went back to the hotel and then we didn't even know there were going to be chocolate chip cookies for us when we went to bed.
No, didn't even know that. And I really like to have, that really is consistent with my workout routine, is to eat three pizzas and three desserts and fried bread and then have a light snack of two huge chocolate chip cookies before I go to bed. That really fits into a lot of my life goals.
You did have some salad, in fairness. Have some salad.
That's right.
And then we didn't know the next morning when they brought us coffee, we didn't know that there would be muffins and scones.
No.
And so we both ordered for our coffee. We both ordered what's called a spicy cowgirl. Now, I posted the recipe on my Instagram stories last week. I'll post it in the show notes. Let me just say that it's a much more complicated drink than I realized. When I saw the recipe, I was like, oh, okay, there's a lot more in it than I knew. Yeah. It is so delicious.
So good. Like I was drinking it and I would be like, what? And it's iced coffee, which I usually like hot coffee in the morning, but I was like, it sounded so good. The description that I was like, well, I'll do iced coffee. It is summertime. I could drink this every single day. Now, part of the key is when we looked up the recipe and I was like, well, that quarter cup of heavy cream would explain a lot.
I know it's a difference maker.
That would explain a lot. But I did just see, and I resisted buying it, but I was just in Central Market earlier. And so one of the ingredients is that you need a chili simple syrup because it gives it a little bit of spice. And they did have that at Central Market. And they do have it on Amazon too.
They do. And and it also has cayenne pepper in it. It has some chocolate syrup in it. It's the kind of thing that like you could just drink them all day. And then after about 2 weeks of that, you'd be like, I don't understand why my jeans don't fit. I'm just drinking coffee all day. I don't understand. This doesn't make sense.
It is. I did. I was telling my dad about it. And I said, essentially, I was having a milkshake every morning for breakfast. I don't know what I
did. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't see the recipe until after we left.
Me too.
I'm glad I was like, well, this is just as delicious and refreshing.
Yeah. This is probably made with skim milk. This probably
It's just some almond milk. It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not so much. But it is a good special occasion. Like I thought, I'm going to keep that because I feel like if I were, I don't know, ever hosting a breakfast party of some sort, as I tend to do. So
like Christmas brunch, you could do it. Like, I think it would be good hot too. Like, I think it would be really good hot.
Yeah. I do think you could do a version of it hot that would be delicious.
So we had our spicy cowgirl coffee. We had some, I don't know if, I mean, you could call them meetings, except I don't like to meet, but we got a lot done podcast wise. We got a lot of planning done. We got a lot of stuff settled. We're kind of mapped out for the rest of the year, which we would never do if we're not face to face.
No, I'm going to tell y'all, I have to say this for Sophie. I mean, it's the school teacher in her that I was on the couch and I was basically looking at Instagram and she was creating, she sent me 42 separate Google documents. Here's a calendar. Here's a planning deal. Here's this. Here's that. She kept sending me and I'd be like, okay, hold on. Let me finish watching somebody's Insta stories. And then let me finish seeing what E. Holmes is saying about the royal family on her Insta stories. And I'll check this Google Doc as you plan for us.
Well, you know, I mean, again, this is a nine thing. I am very organized about the stuff that I care about.
Yes.
So apparently I care a lot about the podcast, I think.
Yeah.
And it's an easy thing for me to kind of get nerdy and kind of hyper, I don't know, plainy about when we're together and we can talk through things. It's just hard to do that when we're in separate places. And so that was super fun. And then maybe the best thing was that Tuesday night? Yep. When Ree came over late that afternoon, we actually got to watch the first installment of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion together.
It's a memory I'll cherish always.
I really will. I will hold it close to my heart because we have texted about this show ever since it started. I mean, I feel like it was kind of like initially we all gradually confessed to one another that it was a guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. And like, hey, I'm sort of into this show about these people. And like we're talking like back in the Adrian Maloof days.
Yeah.
And so to watch it together was so fun. It was just, we had the best time.
Yeah, it was so good. And that night, I'm trying to think, Ree ordered up. Well, we had our charcuterie tray with happy hour and then Ree ordered up the queso, chips and queso from the room service menu and the spinach artichoke dip, both of which were to die for. And I so enjoy just eating hot versions of cheese.
Yes. Yeah. And I've thought about that queso a lot because it was smoky.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Like there was bacon undertone to it or something.
Yeah. There was something about it that was smoky and that was just like an extra dimension of flavor. It was so good. Uh-huh. And I always love a spinach artichoke dip. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. That was delicious. So,
Beverly Hills and dips. It's good.
Just catching up. And there was a dance that night. Cavalcade was down in the town square. So right outside my window was a band and a lot of the Pawhuska young teens, early 20s out at a dance after, I guess they had a rodeo that night. And so it was kind of the people watching was pretty good. And so that was a fun night. And then the next day you and I drove to Bartlesville.
We sure did.
We did shop at the Mercantile. So we shopped there and found some cute little stuff. And then, but we drove to Bartlesville and we went to go see a movie.
Which Melanie had seen this movie and we're not going to talk about it because we've got our Patreon business handled.
That's right.
It's going to be our first bonus episode. We're going to talk about this movie and one other thing. But we went to see Yesterday, which I loved so much, have talked about it so much since I've been home and kind of, I think several of our friends have seen it too. Alex is going to see it tomorrow. Like it's such a delight. And so if you think there's a chance you're going to subscribe to our Patreon stuff, go see Yesterday because it will make that first episode all the more fun, I think, for you to hear just because I loved it so much.
Yeah. And so we went to the Movies 8 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, which I have to say was a throwback to the malls of the 80s.
Yes.
Right.
When was the last time I went to the movie in the mall?
I mean, I can't even remember. I mean, like, I mean, I think I was at college, maybe.
The last time I think I remember going to a movie in the mall, maybe was when I went to see Steel Magnolias.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's college, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. That was college
for me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been ages. I mean, because they don't have movie theaters in malls anymore. At least I can't think of not one here that I know of.
Well, how often do you go to the mall?
Well, that's true, mm-hmm. too. That's a fair point. Mm-hmm. So, but we went, and it, like, the tile was so retro. And then, to me, one of the highlights was that after the movie, we had noticed that in this mall, there was a Ruth Chris Chapman bookstore. And so we said, Let's go see if our books. I'm going to tell you that we are really not a factor in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, because not a devotional, not a Bible study, not a book of ours to be found. Even part of me wanted to ask, but then I thought,
no, we would go to too dark a place when she said who. When she said what book, when she said, I don't know, I've never heard of that. But I'm just going to say that as of right now, we are currently not an encouragement in the faith to regular shoppers of the mall in Bartlesville. We are not, we are not in a place where we can encourage or spur on because we are not there. Our books are not there.
No. Mm-hmm. Ruth did not feel the need to carry our books, that we were a non-factor.
And that's Ruth's prerogative. Ruth certainly, no shame.
Absolutely.
In not carrying our books. It was just, it was confirmation of what we remind each other so often, which is, it's a sort of a specific track that we walk on.
Yes.
You know, and that's that.
Yeah, yeah. So that was it. And listen, owning a real live brick and mortar bookstore in this day and age, I mean, I say kudos to Ruth for that venture, because that can't be easy. I mean, so because I thought, even the other day, somebody said, where do you go to like get a Bible if you want to like go get a Bible, like go buy one? I was like, I don't know. We're out of Christian bookstores here in San Antonio.
Yeah. Yeah. So kudos to Ruth for hanging in an Amazon world. For sure.
That's right. So we did that, and then we went back, and then that night we decided we crowned our trip. Mm. That was our last night. We ordered the chicken fried steak from room service. While we watched Southern Charm, which really was the best way to end such a great trip.
The only thing, Ree had to go out of town, but the only thing that would have made it better is if she could have been with us to partake in the chicken fried steak. But I'm going to tell you, it was fantastic. It was really, really legitimately good. And I feel like both of us know some chicken fried steak.
It was so good. And here's what I told you. Here's what I loved about it, is because it tasted like it had come out of somebody's kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like nothing about it tasted restaurant-y. It tasted like it was made with love and with care and with attention to detail.
That's right. That gravy, like everything about that gravy was straight up homemade. Like it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah. And then we had to watch Southern Charm, and then I had to see Darling Little Cameron, and then Chelsea Meisner in her jeans after I'd eaten pizza and cookies and chicken fried steak and all those things. And it made me have to make some resolutions about life.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Sophie, all by myself in the middle of the podcast, to remind you about a couple of things. The first thing is our new Big Boo shop on Amazon. This is such a great one-stop landing place for the things that Melanie and I are currently enjoying, whether that's a book or a skincare product or a pair of sunglasses or tennis shoes, just whatever we feel slightly to mildly obsessed with at any given point in time. We are updating it every several days. If we finish a book that we want to recommend, or if we hear new music we want to recommend, it's just a great way for us to be able to do that on kind of a continual basis. So if you would like to check out those recommendations and see the things that we are really enjoying right now, just go to amazon.com/shop/bigboo. That's amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Here's the second thing I wanted to mention. In just a couple of weeks, Melanie and I are going to launch our very first Patreon campaign. This is a great way for us to partner with Patreon in order to bring all of you more content and then also invest in our little podcast at the same time. So be on the lookout. We're going to offer a couple of extra episodes every month. We've got it all mapped out for the rest of the year. So all that's missing at this point is y'all being able to join up and spend even more time with us and our foolishness. So just be on the lookout. We'll tell you more pretty shortly about how you can join the fun with us on Patreon. Alrighty, y'all, here we go. Back to episode 146.
as we sat in our elastic waisted pajama bottoms.
Yes.
And pretty much drank gravy from a sieve. That was
Yes, that was it. Mm-hmm. But Southern Charm was a treasure that night.
Southern Charm really kept us talking on into the next day, because if you watch Southern Charm, you know, like, there's been a whole thing with Naomi and Craig, and they broke up, and Naomi has moved on. Craig is having a harder time moving on, but Melanie and I, did I just say Melanie?
You know why? Because you know what you were thinking? Madison.
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 Melanie has an impersonation of a video of Austin that brings great joy and meaning to my life. So just go ahead and get it out of the way. Just, what do you mean?
It's when he gets caught in a delicate situation by his girlfriend, Madison, and he's had way too much to drink, clearly. And she's stomping around the room, and he's trying to get her attention, and he's in, like, his boxer briefs, and he yells out, Madison, like, it's Madison. So I'm going to take that show. I'm going to add that to my Food Network show. Madison.
But Melanie and I both, as we were watching, and again, I don't know Naomi. I don't know Naomi's current boyfriend, but there was an interaction with them that did not set well with either of us.
No.
I think our maternal sides were like, oh, sister, pay attention to this right here.
Yes. Yes.
If you're thinking you're going to go the distance with somebody, this will prove difficult down the road, because he shamed her a little bit, I felt like, because she wanted to eat a Rice Krispies treat.
Yeah.
And said that was diabetes or something. I can't remember. What was the comment he made?
I don't remember. It was something about, like, that's diabetes in a package or something like that. And what I told you is, I said, I feel like that's when you're dating, you spin that. Is that so cute that he cares about my health and he wants me to be healthy?
Conscious. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, like, you know, fast forward to 5 years down the road and you're pregnant with your first child and you're craving, like, a chili cheese dog. And he says, that isn't the best choice. You need to have some broccoli. You're going to think, I hate your guts and I want to move to a hotel.
Yeah, like, I'm going to move to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Goodbye.
So it's just one of those things that you just, there's a line somewhere between caring and controlling. And I felt like that was I felt like he crossed that line, but I also felt like later that night you went up to your room, but I watched Craig and Austin on Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen after.
Yeah. I watched that when I got back to Birmingham.
Okay.
Per your recommendation. I did.
Yes. And they did give him the benefit of the doubt of perhaps he wasn't comfortable in front of the camera, which is fair. Cause I get that, like, you're trying to play this part, or you're overthinking what you're saying, or, you know, you get a bad edit or whatever. So anyway, that was that.
Yeah. He just did not come across as he seemed. There was just some judgment coming from him. From what we saw, it seemed like there was some judgment from him directed towards her with her plans, with her friends, with the Rice Krispie treat, the whole thing. And, it's one thing, of course, that you want to be with somebody who cares about you and is concerned for you, but not who, like, dictates that you have to drink water with every meal. Like,
exactly.
So there's a line there. And then the other highlight of the episode for us were Craig's wild mood swings.
Good night.
His what seemed to us to be really, like, out of nowhere anger at Whitney.
Yes.
But he explained that too, you know, just he had some frustrations with Whitney in terms of what kind of trip Cameron wanted. And Whitney seemed to decide on the way to wherever they were going in Colorado that he was not interested in Cameron's best plan anymore. And he was going to change it. And so that rubbed Craig the wrong way. But Craig might want to rethink how he communicates those kinds of things.
Yeah. I think a couple of anger management classes might be good for him, because I feel like he has a lot of feelings. And I think it's that whole thing of that you want to say, Craig, I don't know that that's what you're really upset about. I mean,
I feel like something else is going on. There's something deeper.
There's a bigger thing at play. And that we can trace that kernel back to your breakup with Naomi, which this whole situation is part of that reason, and the fact that you have pillow orders for 100 pillows and you're just not, it's like you can take the orders, but you have to actually fill the orders for that to become a business.
Right. Craig's an interesting fella.
Yeah, he's got some commitment and follow through issues, I believe.
Well, apparently it's going to get pretty lively on this trip. They're all on to Colorado. Apparently it's going to be, it was a little bit of a train wreck. So we can see more of that on Wednesday night.
Something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to.
So then Thursday we flew, we were on the same plane back to Dallas, and then we went our separate ways in the Dallas airport, but we did get to hang out for a little while in there. We ate at a place called Fat Burger, which was,
yes, we did.
Maybe a low. I don't know. I mean, not like a, it was fine. It was just, you know,
in light of what we'd eaten, It paled in comparison, but it also was very telling to me that I have eaten now to a point that at noon on a Thursday, I feel like I need to eat a Fat Burger. Like this is what we call needing a reset. I need a hard reset.
Golly.
Back into some sort of reality. Mm-hmm. Well, and I will tell you, speaking of eating, and Saturday, we got home Thursday, you know, whatever. I can't even remember. Oh, we called in pizza, which by the time we got home, Perry was like, let's order pizza. And I was like, okay, I think I landed at like 6 something. And so he and Caroline picked me up and I was like, I think I'm just going to eat this salad. Like I pretty much ate salad and some of their pizza crust. That was what I had. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I think I'm done. And then Friday, I can't remember what happened. Oh, I did go eat Mexican food with Mimi and Bops Friday night because I was in dire need. Oh, because we did stop at Tulsa at that unfortunate Mexican food restaurant.
Yeah, we did.
Before we ever left. Mm-hmm. That was a low. And my manicure. And we went and got those manicures in Tulsa that were also unfortunate.
Melanie had about 7 layers of polish on her nails. If you like Kristen, you can see the pattern of the swirls, which was not really how
that was. I told Sophie it looked like when you were a little kid and you'd like dip your fingers in like slime or something and be like, look, I have long fingernails. That's how my nails looked. Like it was like I had Play-Doh at the end of my fingertip. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And shockingly, that it already peeled off. I never saw that coming. But Saturday, Caroline was home and she's like, I want to cook. She was like, will you teach me how to make gumbo? And I was like, that's great. That's a life skill that everybody needs.
Sure.
But then she wanted to make a cake. And I'm going to tell you about this cake. So I said, what kind do you want to make? And she said, let's make a strawberry cake. So I remembered that Una May in her cookbook, yes, Amy Cannon has that strawberry cake. And I'm going to tell you that we made this strawberry cake with her strawberry buttercream icing. And I'm not even one that's like, oh man, a strawberry cake is normally I could take it or leave it kind of thing. It's the best cake I think I've ever had.
Okay. I have her cookbook right here because sometimes as I figure out what I'm cooking for the week, I need it nearby. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to tell y'all what page it's on.
Okay. And it's online, so we can link to it too, yes, because I found it online, but it isn't, but I remembered reading about it and then I Googled it. And so I can't remember in the cookbook if she makes it. So cause online she makes it with, there's one version that she does a strawberry glaze. There's another version that you can do with buttercream frosting.
Okay. That's what I'd be interested in.
Yeah, that's what Caroline and I agreed that we felt like the buttercream was the better choice. And I'm going to say it was correct because the icing, I mean, the cake is good, but the icing is like, I could just sit and eat this with a spoon forever.
So it was a great way to get back on track is what you're saying.
Yeah, really. I'm real glad that we have that around the house. So,
okay. It's the one, y'all didn't make grand strawberry cake. Y'all made a different one.
No, I think it was grand strawberry cake.
Okay. It's on page 184 in the cookbook.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
That looks beautiful.
It was delicious. And that buttercream icing is so good, like delicious. So just know if you're looking to make a cake for guests, like I was like, that'll be one of my new go-tos when we're having people over, that I will be making that strawberry cake.
So back on track is what you're saying. Just back
back on track. So and then I went out to the Hyde Hill Country. Basically my diet plan for the summer is I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to start some Monday. I'm going to do better.
It's fine. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah. Listen, it's summertime.
And another kind of, well, it's not really like food development, but it's in the food and beverage category. I went to Target about a week and a half ago and got a carton of Spindrift orange mango.
And
I like it so much.
Right. Like, it's so good.
It doesn't taste bitter like so many of the sparkling waters I have tried, but it's not sweet. Like it's got flavor, but it's not sweet. And so we went to the lake. What day was that? Sunday. And it was late Sunday when we got back, but I was just like, we'd been in the water all day and I was thirsty. And I went straight to one when I came in the kitchen door.
Okay.
Like I went straight to the refrigerator. That's what I wanted. Like I wanted something that was so cold. It would almost shock me, but that was water, but with just a little bit of flavor, but I really like them. And so the Fresh Market that I shop in a lot have all the flavors. So I have access there. I have it at Target and
delightful.
So I think I may try some other flavors. I may try the blueberry or the strawberry, but they're really delicious. I'm a fan.
I think they're really good. I think they're so refreshing in the summer, and I love in the afternoon. I've been drinking my kombucha because I'm trying to get my stomach right with Jesus.
I'm going to tell you, mine is still not right. My stomach is, but we don't have to go into that.
That's a whole, listen, nobody wants to know about any of that, but I love the Spindrift because I've got my ice machine and it's the perfect like afternoon, like over crushed ice. Mm-hmm. It just is refreshing and it's delicious. I love the lime. I love the grapefruit. I love the orange mango. I haven't tried the lemon, but I may try that at some point. Yeah. There's a lemon. So anyway,
Well, I'm just as pleased as I can be that I finally found one that's not so bitter.
Yeah, I know. It's a good, and it's got just the right amount of fizz. Like it's not too fizzy. It's just the right amount of carbonation, I feel like.
So if you've been having a hard time with the La Croix or with whatever sparkling water that you've tried and you feel like it's too bitter, I would say Spindrift might just be the answer to your conundrum. It might just
I feel like you were pretty diametrically opposed to the whole concept. The fact that it has kind of swayed you over to that side, I feel like is a real testament.
Yeah. I had struggled. So maybe I'll branch out. Like I noticed today Pellegrino has one in cans. I don't know. I may try it. I don't know.
Okay.
But I may try to branch out, but this is a great starting point. It's a great starting point.
Now, it gave you hope that there could be something good out there.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's really it's delicious. And like the orange mango is orange when you pour it out of the can. It's not just there's real fruit in there.
Yeah.
Okay. When we got to Pawhuska, you told me not too long after we got there that you had a new item you were planning to use when you slept that night.
Yes.
Which it feels a little inevitable, honestly, that we've ended up at this particular place. It feels right. It feels on brand to me that this is a place where you would end up. Mm-hmm. And so I'll let you tell everybody what that was, because no joke, y'all, there were so many pillows on our bed in Pawhuska at the boarding house that Melanie you didn't even have to call down for any, did you?
No, I did not have to call down for any pillows. In fact, I think I may have had one extra one. And that was the other thing that struck me, because when Caroline and I were at the Hyatt the other night, I was like, and the two of us were there, I had to call down for 6 extra pillows. And I...
It makes me so happy.
Listen, I find that embarrassing. I wish I could be better than that, but I need to sleep the way that I need to sleep. And it just is what it is. And I've now raised my child to be the same way. And it just is what it is. So we're high maintenance. And so anyway, but it was so nice to have all those pillows. But because I had a feeling I was going to get to really sleep good sleep while we were in Oklahoma, I had just been, Caroline had been at A&M soccer camp a couple of days before that. And I was talking to Honey, who is Gully's mom, and she was saying that she had ordered this sleep silk sleeping mask, eye mask off of Amazon, and that it had totally revolutionized the way that she slept. Like, she puts it on and she was like, and I just go right to sleep. Like, she said something about it. And like, so she showed me the one that she ordered and I was like, it's $9.99. And I thought, and there again, I was like you, I thought, this feels right for me. This feels like a destination I was always heading towards.
You're essentially Mrs. Howell at this point from Gilligan's Island.
That's it. Yeah. I have my forehead taped. I have my sleeping mask on.
You have your sleeping mask. All you need now is a silk nightgown to wear on the island.
It is. And I'm one hairnet with some bobby pins away from being my nanny, from being my grandmother. She would sleep to keep her hair set because, you know, she'd just go get her hair set once a week. So she'd have to sleep in her sleeping cap. And I feel like that's probably where I'm going to end up. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the sleeping mask. So I tried it the first night and I really liked it. I tried it the second night and I liked it. The third night, for whatever reason, and you can loosen the elastic on there. So I had it pretty loose. So I would go to sleep with it on, but then I would wake up and it would kind of just be askew. You know, it would be.
Listen, I'd be like a cat with a piece of masking tape with that thing. I'd paw at that sucker all night. Like, I'd wake up with my hands stuck through it. God.
So, anyway, it was a little askew. Mm-hmm. All that to say, I can't totally decide. I do like it. I love that it blocks out all the light. Like, that is what it has going for it, because like, there's no alarm clock light. There's no phone charger light. There's no light. And so I do like that component of it. It sleeps a little hot is what I'm going to say. Like, it
was my first question. I said, isn't it hot? Why, especially at this stage in our lives, would you add heat to the equation? We hadn't even talked about what those thermostats had to do for us.
Listen, those things worked. Those were miracle workers. They got that room so cold. Mm-hmm. It was so cold because generally I like a fan, you know, when I sleep, but it didn't even matter that there wasn't a fan because it was so cold. I didn't need a fan. So anyway, so the verdict is still out. I'm just saying that to me, for $9.99, if you have trouble going to sleep, I feel like this is worth a try because it does block out all the light. And I do find that to be really conducive to good sleep for me.
Okay. Well,
So that's it. I know I'm making a lot of noise right now with my microphone, but I just realized that my computer wasn't plugged in and it's about to go dead. And so I'm panicking so it doesn't go dead before. So give me 2 seconds while I'm banging around to quickly remedy this situation.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're a go. Okay. We're fine. Thank you. We're fine. It took me a minute to get out of this beanbag chair to get back.
I just appreciate your consistent willingness to try whatever.
Yeah.
To try whatever might improve your sleep or slow down the hands of time.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be, you're never so cynical or so jaded that you think, well, this is a waste of my time. It is always worth your time to try something new, and I appreciate that. That's about right.
I feel like I'm the Christopher Columbus of sleep and beauty options. Discover a new land
if you don't
burn the ships. Sometimes you gotta go ahead to the new land and you gotta burn the ships. You gotta see what else is out there. And
you gotta go looking. You gotta go looking.
You do. Mm-hmm. And so that, I feel like that's kind of one of my callings in life is to try these things. And I did see, I think it was our friend Lisa Whittle had posted a little thing on her Instagram that said something about like, I've spent $10,000 on a series of things that only cost $10 on Amazon. And I thought that feels about right. That feels
well, but may the Lord bless your efforts is what I say. Yeah. Like, keep on keeping on.
Yeah, that's why I am keep on. Because you know what? I always look on the bright side.
Yes, you do. You sure do. Okay. Well, I think we have reached the end of this particular episode, but thank y'all for caring enough to care what we did in Oklahoma.
That's right. And it was fun. We highly recommend it. So if you have been thinking, maybe I want to take a trip to Pawhuska, I would say two thumbs up.
I would say, yes, you do. You do want to take a trip to Pawhuska.
And then stay tuned because we'll have more Patreon information coming soon.
We really will. We know we said that back in March, but we really mean it this time.
Well, I have a Google Doc that you sent me in Pawhuska that says that it's true. I have a file now in my email that says Big Boo Cast, which is a series of links to Google documents that you sent that confirm that we are speaking of Christopher Columbus. You are the Christopher Columbus of the Big Boo Cast. You are taking us to new lands.
Well, with the help of our good friend Jamie Golden.
Well, that's true.
Because she is always up for a question. Always such a great source of information.
She's our own personal podcasting for dummies, is what we need.
She and Aaron, bless them. They didn't ask for that job, but
no, they didn't want to be our IT department, but they sure are. Yeah. So I apologize and thank you both.
Okay, y'all. Well, we'll be back next week. So we hope you have a great rest of the week. We hope you have a good weekend, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.